Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Ravi Mater, the host of Diva Strategies for Success, where each Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I am honored to bring you a dynamic guest from across the country. You may listen live or after the show is done, it is archived, and you can listen at your convenience. Today, my guest is Angela Winfield, who is a fabulous person, and let me tell you a little bit about her. She is actually a blind woman attorney, a visionary leader, coach, speaker, and entrepreneur. And she's going to be sharing the master keys of unlocking success. But let me tell you a little bit about her. Featured in the Wall Street Journal, profiled in Investor's Beat as a successful woman in real estate. She is a contributing author to Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Power of Positive, voted a Super Lawyer's Rising Star, featured in Holistic MBA's World Class Master Coach Video Summit, as well as the Bigger Life Revolution Summit, recognized as Zeta Phi Beta Woman of Courage and called the Queen of Inspirational Transformation. Angela Winfield is the blind woman with a vision. Despite being declared legally blind at age 10, being severely depressed, withdrawn, and suicidal at age 14, and going totally blind by age 20, Angela graduated from two Ivy League colleges, became a practicing attorney at one of the top 250 law firms in the country, a certified life and success coach, a community leader, wife, and successful entrepreneur, all before reaching age 30. Angela credits her success to the strength and power of the human spirit, something we all possess but don't always know how to tap into. She is deeply committed to helping people tap into that power so that they can reach their highest potential and create lives they absolutely love living. She has developed a holistic master key system for unlocking success, which she's going to share with us today. And you can find her on Facebook, and we'll find out what her Facebook name is and LinkedIn. And also, if you want to learn more, she has a website. So as we talk to her, we'll have her give us that that information. Angela, your story is amazing. You've managed to accomplish so much despite your blindness. What was the most difficult part of your journey?
The most difficult part of my journey, and first of all, thank you so much for having me, Robbie.
I'm honored
to be here with you and be a part of your show. But the most difficult part of my journey is the uncertainty, right? It was the uncertainty because it was my biggest fear. I had juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, glaucoma, cataracts, and uveitis. And this was as a child. I had these four conditions. And I didn't have the greatest sight, but I had enough sight. And the doctors were telling me, you could lose your sight at any time. Like, they didn't know when it was going to happen, how it was going to happen, or anything like that. And I had enough vision to pass, but not enough to, like, be able to drive. And I was just fear. It was my worst fear was losing my total sight because I didn't know what that would mean for me. I had never met anybody else that looked like me, that had the dreams that I had. You know, I wanted to be a lawyer. I wanted to be successful. I wanted what everybody wants, you know, to feel happy and fulfilled. And I just didn't know if that was possible. I mean, imagine, you know, people without a disability or a vision impairment and who are quote-unquote normal have that same fear of uncertainty. And that was the worst part of it for me. That was the most difficult part, is dealing with what is going to happen? What does this mean for me in my life?
So what were some of the fears? Other than that, were there any other fears you had about being blind?
Yeah, everything. Everything. It's, you know, it's a really scary experience. I mean, it's like, you know, how do I find, you know, it's the simple things. How do I find my way in the world? And when, I don't mean that in the big, you know, philosophical, how do I find my way? But literally, how do I get from my door to, you know, my office? You know, if I'm going to work, if I even have a job. That's the kind of thinking that I was in, is, you know, how do I even do that? How do I manage to get around? How do I live independently when I can't see?
Wow. That is amazing. How did you overcome your fear to do and accomplish all that you have? I mean, it's amazing what you've accomplished.
You know, there was a time when I was alone in my room, and I spent a lot of time alone during this whole process, even though I was in school and in college. I would sit by myself, and I would do a lot of thinking, and I had these dreams. You know, I had these desires. You know, I really yearned to be independent. I yearned to be successful. And I heard the voices of the people that supported me. I had wonderful, wonderful parents. I had wonderful people in school. I did have some mentors. And they all said, you know, you can do this. You can do whatever you want. You can accomplish your dreams. You know, put your mind to it. You can accomplish, you know, just put your mind to it and you can overcome anything. And I just thought, you know, as I thought about what they were saying, I heard their voices in my head, and I thought about these dreams that were in my heart. I thought, what if they're right? What if they're right? What if it really is possible? There's only one way to find out. And my desire to succeed was bigger than my fear. And I also learned to transform my fear and use it as a signpost, use it to help me to go forward. Because, you know, if you have a dream and you're not afraid, it's probably not worth going after it. You know, if you don't have, like, a little bit of fear, you know, that good fear, and
right.
It propels you forward, you know. So I learned to change my outlook about fear, and I also learned to embrace the possibility of what if.
So what kind of steps did you take to change your outlook?
The first step was to recognize that I had control over my outlook. Right? It was shifting that mindset from being a victim of my circumstances, of being a victim of your circumstances, and thinking that you're completely and utterly powerless. And, you know, quite frankly, blindness is something I can't change, and there's a lot of circumstances that we all have that you just can't change, you have to deal with. But what you do have power over is how you view it, how you approach it, how you bring yourself to your circumstances. You are not your circumstances, okay? Your circumstances are in your life, but you need to bring you, you know, the real you, to your circumstances. So it's making that kind of acknowledgement and beginning to accept that you are not your circumstances. There's a separation and a difference that you have to bring you. Yeah.
That's powerful. You say you credit your success to the power of the human spirit, something we all possess but don't always know how to tap into. What is the human spirit, and what is the benefit of tapping into that power?
Love the question. So the human spirit is that energy force, that thing inside of all of us. It's that bit of free will. It's that desire. It's the motivation. It's the thing when you read personal interest stories, you read these stories about, you know, mothers and women like accomplishing these amazing feats and things, and you're like, wow, that's amazing. You know, that's the human spirit. That's the thing that we as humans possess and can tap into. And the real benefit is that it's a tremendous power, bigger than what you can think, and even bigger than what you feel. And it's an endless source of inspiration and motivation. It connects all of us, but it's uniquely yours and mine to tap into. And it's fuel for your fire is what it really is. When you think that you can't go on, you can't take another step forward, you can tap into this well of the human spirit, and it will lift you up. It really will, and it will move you forward.
So how do you access the human spirit?
Again, it starts with awareness and acknowledging it, and then it's the four master keys, right? The four master keys that I talk about for success, and I will give you a little bit, it's an acronym that I use called OPEN, O-P-E-N. You open your mind, you open your eyes, you open your heart, and you tap right into that human spirit. And the first which is O, is for outlook, and we touched on that a little bit. It's about really shifting that outlook and optimizing it so that you can actually see opportunity around you, so you can actually see and feel the human spirit running through you. Because a lot of people like to hear it and say, oh, that's a great idea, but you've got to be able to feel it and you know, use your outlook, like really develop your outlook so you can tap into that. That's one of the first things.
How long did it take you to work and develop your outlook?
You know, it was a long process for me, and it was an organic process. I didn't follow any, personal development guide or anything. It's something that I fell into, I developed, and looking back on it, it probably took me a good 6 to 7 years to really integrate my process and then realize, hey, this is what I did, and be able to break it down, because it was a step forward, or maybe 2 or 3 steps forward, and then a step back, and then a step forward. And it was that kind of to and fro, back and forth. And then I got to a point where my outlook is what it is. And, you know, people say that I'm definitely not a Pollyanna, because I definitely believe in, you know, being realistic and facing, your obstacles, your weaknesses, your strengths, and all of that, and just being really real about things. But I am an eternal optimist. I can see and find opportunity in just about any situation. And when I can't find it, because I will admit sometimes things are just kind of tough, I can sit with that and still be okay and know that it's going to work out.
Yeah, I think one of the problems a lot of people have, they are not able to sit quietly and quiet their mind and stuff so that they can open it up to find these things. There's, you know, we're doing so many things in our life. Sometimes it's very hard to do that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That is so, you hit the nail right on the head there, because we're so busy, you know, and we've got so many things pulling our attention. It's interesting. I can't figure out how we got stuff done before or where the time went, but it just seems like our time and our days are so filled and there's so much on our minds. But it is critical to really spend that time with yourself and to get to know yourself. I call it your me and I time, ME and I, motivate, educate, and inspire time, right? It's the time that you get to be with you, because, you know, if you can't sit with yourself, can't expect anybody else to sit with you and enjoy.
That's true.
You've got to be willing.
Can you share another master key with us?
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's do the E for education. That feels like it's the right thing for this group. And that is a twofold thing for success. It's defining success by your own terms, creating your definition of what that looks like for you. And it's also about becoming and educating yourself in yourself, becoming the definitive expert in you. So, yeah, there's that education that most of us have probably heard about, the formal stuff. You need the training, you need to get the credentialing and whatever it is you need for your professional goals. But the thing that's often forgotten is that education about yourself. There's nobody in the world that can tell you what's right for you. There's people that can suggest. There's people that might see certain parts of you that you can't see for yourself. You know, that's why we have friends. That's why we have relatives. That's why we have coaches that provide that additional support and that additional perspective. But the only person in the world that really knows and can feel what's right for you.
It's true. Who has been the greatest influence in your life?
Yeah, that's almost a trick question, because if I'm really honest about it, you know, I do have to say it's me. It's my
I was thinking
myself.
That when you said that,
yeah.
I was thinking that.
It
seems like you were the one that took the time and the energy to find out who you were, which is fabulous.
And that's the thing for us all, though. I mean, you are the greatest influence in your life. We definitely have people who motivate and inspire. I mean, I was tremendously inspired by my mother. Strong, strong, wonderful woman who put her fear aside. I mean, I was her baby. I was her youngest child, and she let me run out and do all this stuff as a blind woman, and she sat back and sat on her hands, and, okay, you go ahead. And she was worried to death. But she definitely inspired me. People like Oprah inspire me. And, you know, these are people that I look to as my archetypes. And I draw on their strength as well. But I just say, who's the greatest influence? It's always me, because I did decide to do something, and that's what it is. We can have people that we admire, but when it really comes down to it, you are the greatest leader of your life. You are the greatest influence of your life, and you are the one who makes it happen.
I believe that totally myself. What's been the most surprising or unexpected benefit of your success? Well, you still have lots of more successes, but the ones you've achieved so far.
Oh, yeah. I'm not done. I'm not anywhere near done yet. The thing that surprised me is how fulfilling it is and how it's really not about me. I mean, I share my story. I talk about myself. I use it as a lesson. You know, your mess is your message. It's a common one that's probably heard. But so in doing that, it's so humbling. It's really, really humbling. You know, when you think about success, you think, oh, you know, you're on top of the world and, you know, you're big. And it's not like that. You know, it's really not. It makes you realize, it makes me realize how small I am. I can have an influence. I am, you know, good at what I do. But it makes me realize that there's just so much that's bigger than us, and it makes me really humble and grateful.
So how do you keep yourself motivated and inspired?
There's a few things that I do, and one of them, besides the me and I time, which I do take regularly, every day I set aside me and I time, but I use music. I use music and I use yoga. And those are my two kind of go-to resources. There are certain artists I particularly love, and I know the exact type of music that I need for my mood to either, you know, elevate me and motivate me or calm me down when I'm, you know, kind of scattered and a little all over the place. I definitely use that as a go-to resource, and also the physical activity and the spiritual activity of yoga keeps me grounded. It keeps me grounded and uplifted.
I know you coach people. How can people work with you as a coach?
Yeah, so I do most of my work one-on-one, because I think that is the best way to really give impact to someone and develop something that's uniquely for, so that they can be the greatest leader of their life. And the information how to contact me and is on my website, www.angelawinfield.com. And I design programs specifically for my clients. I purposely keep my practice small so I can give attention to the people that I'm working with. And, you know, I add you to the wait list, and you can find out more information there.
You have a master key tip sheet. What is that all about?
I do. That actually breaks down all four of the master keys, that O-P-E-N. It tells you what they are, and it gives you the key components of it so you can kind of get a sense and begin to use them. That's actually one of the sheets that I developed. It was for a private client, and I gave it to her at the end, and she's like, oh, this is perfect. She's like, this is a great reminder of everything that we covered. She's like, yep, we covered that. And it's something that you can post and kind of look at and say, okay, yep, here are kind of the things I can look at. And that is completely free and available. And you can get that at my website, angelawinfield.com/master key tip sheet. If you go there.
So what is next for you?
There's a lot on the horizon. My book, Open, How to Create a Life You Absolutely Love Living, is on the horizon. And, you know, I'm hoping that will be coming out either later this year or 2016. 2018, that labor of love, and it's been a huge effort in birthing that, but it is coming out, and that's probably going to be one of the next things for me.
And you also speak, you like to get a, speak for groups, is that right?
I do. I love speaking for groups. I love women's groups and professional groups. Sharing my story and sharing the master keys and helping people really make that connection for them on how to use them and implement these keys. Because they're general keys, but once you make that connection and how it relates to your life and what you're doing every day, that's when the magic starts to happen. So I love getting in front of groups. I love that personal connection and getting to speak with people. It's a dream come true, being able to do that.
I am almost positive that when people hear you and see what you've accomplished, that you've been a person that has been able to motivate others. Is there any stories of people that have, just because they've maybe coached by you or learned your master keys or heard you speak, where you've made a difference in their lives?
Yeah, so one of my coaching clients, it was an amazing, it was such a wonderful connection to be able to have that coaching client relationship with someone to begin with. Is an amazing thing. But I have this wonderful client, and she came to me because she was, I'm going to say, older. She was probably in her late 50s, and she wasn't where she wanted to be. She was trying to get into a third career so that she could retire, and she was forcing it, and she really needed support and wanted support in this. So I took her on as a client. We were working together, and this woman, she was so sweet, but she was also so tired. Like, you could just sense it in her, and that's why she reached out to me. She was tired of struggling. She didn't know what to turn. And there was a lot of stuff in her life that she just wasn't happy with. And I will tell you, when she got done coaching with me, her life looked completely different. She was no longer with her husband because she was unhappy in her marriage, hadn't been happy or intimate in her marriage in a couple decades when we're talking. So she had the courage to leave her marriage, and she actually found her true love. You know, was in a relationship, found a job that was fulfilling and satisfying to her, and was working her plan and realizing her dream. It was an amazing experience, and I'm always awed by what people can achieve, you know, when they have that synergy between their dreams and a coach who will hold them accountable to it. It was amazing to me because I always hold the highest kind of vision for my clients, and I had the highest vision for her. I didn't know what it looked like. You know, I didn't know what was right for her because she's the one that's the expert in her. But I held her to it, and she just lived into it so beautifully, and I'm still in touch with her. And when I do see her, because you know she's our paths cross in the physical realm, not just online or on the phone. And when I see her, she always hugs me, and she glows. I can feel her energy vibrate. She says, "You know, thank you so much." And that's tremendous.
I think when people do their passion or find their passion, their lives are so much happier. Do you agree?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and things flow better. You know, when you find your passion, it's not a struggle every day. Because when you're doing something that you're passionate about, it fuels itself. Yes, you need to take time to rest and relax and to rejuvenate. That's very important. But when you're engaged in your passion, you know, it fuels itself. And you are much happier and much more fulfilled.
I totally believe that myself. Tell me a little bit, I know your book is oncoming, but what is the book going to be about?
The book is a very detailed, I don't want to say analysis, but description of the master keys. It breaks it down, and also It contains various exercises to really get you into each one of the keys. So once you complete the book, which will include the exercises and the descriptions of all the master keys, it's pretty much a step-by-step process so that you will have your master plan, your kind of guide source and North Star for creating a life you love living, both professionally and personally. You know, it'll take you through. And when you say, oh, well, how do I become, you know, an in me? You know, that kind of is a big task. The book will break it down for you and walk you through it, and it will become your book. It will become something that you can use to help you stay true to you.
Oh, wow, that's great. Do you do any teleseminars or anything like that?
I have not gotten into the teleseminar scene as of yet. Haven't ruled it out, but I have not done that.
And what kind of law did you practice? Are you still practicing?
To a certain extent, I still have a toe in the legal scene. It's not my main focus anymore, but when I was practicing, I was doing commercial litigation, of all things. I was doing trials and appeals for, you know, business disputes and contract disputes. And, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's pretty tough.
It was pretty heavy. It was heavy stuff. It was intellectually stimulating. It was fun. It was interesting. But it was all conflict. It was all conflict every day.
Wow. That is amazing. So I'm just thrilled that you could be on my show. You have such a positive attitude about life, and we all can learn from you. So I think, because so many times, as I said, people don't take the time to find out who they are. We're just too busy. And so learning from somebody who's been there, and again, the accountability part is really important.
And it's really about believing in that human spirit, because what I know from my experience, there are certain people that will hear my story and say, oh, well, that's great, you know, she did it. Or, you know, if she can do it, why can't I do it? And what it really is, and the lesson I think, is because I was able to do it means that you can do it. I'm not special. I'm not made of anything different than anyone else. You know, I have my own set of unique gifts and talents, as do you. And it's really about learning what those set of unique gifts and talents are meant for you to do and use in this world. That's really
one thing.
What it's
I think
about.
You have an I can do attitude and never give up attitude. Wouldn't
yeah,
you say that?
I would. And I would say, you know, part of that is because I hit on the things that I'm passionate about. I don't give up because I can't. Like, you know, it's not this kind of stick-to-itiveness where I'm like, I'm going to do it. I really want to do it. You know, it's kind of like, if I don't do it, I'm not going to be able to rest. And I think it's because I focus on the things that I really desire and not the things that I think I should desire. Because there was a time when there were things that I, you know, wasn't really passionate about, but I thought that's what I needed. And I didn't stick to those things. I didn't accomplish those things.
Yeah, when you do your passion. Well, we're almost at the end of the show. It seems like the time goes by so fast. So give them your website. Tell them how they can reach you on Facebook and LinkedIn.
Absolutely. If you want to learn more, you can go to my website, www.angelawinfield.com. That's AngelaWinfield.com. You can find me on Facebook at www.fb.com/TheAngelaWinfield. And I'm also on LinkedIn, linkedin.com/in/TheAngelaWinfield.
Well, Angela, it's been a delight to have you on the show. And when the book comes out, call me back. We'll put you back on.
Oh, fabulous. Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. And have a wonderful day. And the best of luck to you in getting that book done.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.